In Arlington today, the North Central Texas Council of Governments Regional Transportation Council received a status update on the Blacklands Corridor feasibility study. The council is overseeing the project, which will review transportation options along the Blacklands Corridor between Greenville and Lavon. Researchers will also consider the corridor within the context of the overall transportation plan for the entire region. The council's Tom Shelton called the project a multimodal study, which will consider all types of transportation.
We're going to look at all the different opportunities, again, to meet those needs that we identify, and they could range all the way from arterial improvements, highway improvements to I-30 and the like, commuter rail opportunities and toll road opportunities in the whole full range.
The feasibility study is expected to conclude in December 2014. Between now and then, researchers will consider existing and projected future needs while receiving public input. The study was announced at a late July public meeting in Lavon. Today, it was announced that the council has chosen the people who will comprise the research team.
Progress made to date, we have concluded our procurement and selection of a consultant assistance. As we go through this, selection team evaluated four different proposals. They were all very qualified teams, but we selected what we believe is the most qualified one. We have had several kickoff meetings with our consultant team as well as our internal team, making sure we get this project off on the right foot.
The researchers have been contracted by the council and will be overseen by a steering committee of council staff who will review and manage the study. Public input will continue throughout the process, both through direct communication with the Regional Transportation Council and at public meetings. Shelton said that the July meeting in Lavon might have been the most well-attended such public meeting in the council's history.
I mean, you can see the number of attendees, almost 160 people, which, Michael, I think is probably the largest public meeting the department's ever conducted, if I can recall. So excellent turnout.
One interesting note, the study is also planned to include how a major north-south road might fit into the mix. There's been talk of an outer loop connecting Interstate 30 with U.S. Highway 75 in Collin County. That highway would come up from I-30, perhaps west of Greenville, and go through eastern Collin County.
We're also looking for opportunities for improvements not only in this east-west direction, but also the north-south direction. There have been considerations for implementation of what's regarded as the outer loop that could come through portions of Collin County and considerations of potential interstate highway implementation on that. And so where that crosses that NETEX right-of-way will be a particular focus of ours.
The next public meeting will be on Thursday, November 7th in Nevada at McClelland Elementary School. The council has also created a web page for the public to learn more about the study. A link to that page is at our website, ketr.org. In Arlington, for KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.